Father, I just thank you for everything that you are about to share this morning from this message that Pastor Barber put together. We pray, Father God, that you would continuously touch her body, lift her up. We cover her in this season. And Father God, we're fully expecting you to do what needs to be done inside of her life, inside of her body. And Father God, as we go forth with this message, we pray that your anointing would go deeper into our hearts than it's ever went before, and that we would receive the truths that you have for us this hour. This morning, God gave Pastor Barber a prophetic word about children under attack. And this is what we're going to talk about. The giant is about ready to awaken out of her slumber. This giant is the remnant church that has been in a state of lethargy for over a decade. The glory drop brought with it freedom from lethargy. And if you weren't here, God on Sunday morning said that he's dropping his glory. And if you want to hear that, we put that out on email so that everyone can hear the specific words that God said so that you can get it in your spirit and realize that God is on the move. The thing that he promised us, he said he was going to start moving in the fall. That took place in the fall. And we're just expecting God to continuously move from here on out. The darkness is going to face the sleeping church face to face. It will not be ready to counterattack this giant that has been awakened. Read that again. The darkness is going to face the sleeping church face to face. It will not be ready to counterattack this giant that has been awakened. My people who are called by my name fully understand what the enemy has lulled them into. They realize the temptations of darkness have all but destroyed their testimony of an all-consuming Father of love and fire. This onslaught will bring about erosion after erosion to the dark side. If you don't understand what erosion is, it's a wasting away. So God is going to tear away the dark side. My word promises you protection on all sides as you go forth to fight this battle. So we have nothing to fear. We can step into this battle fully knowing that we're protected. Your children as a whole are under the strongest attack of the evil one that is possible. His vile, evil plan is to destroy them totally and completely. There is no remorse in the darkness. Only every evil, vile, evil deed possible. Only every evil, vile deed possible. Your children have been in the bullseye for quite some time now. And now is the time the enemy is pulling the plug on evil and downloading it into their souls. I was telling somebody earlier this week that we have been dealing with mental health crises from the very beginning of this year with our 18, 19, 20-year-olds. They're just flipping, and next thing you know, we're getting phone calls. They're in facilities. They need help. This is occurring at a younger and a younger age. This is a sign, this is a prophetic sign that the enemy is moving, trying to destroy our young people, trying to destroy our children. And this applies to you if you don't have children. If you're not a biological parent, you still should be concerned and care about the kids. You still should be praying and interceding for them that they make it out, because they are our future. They're our inheritance, and they're going to be the ones who carry on beyond what we're doing right now. So we need to make sure that we're sowing our seed into them, the words of kindness, the words of encouragement, the words that you're going to make it, in the words that you don't have to live in the world to the degree that you're doing everything that the world is doing. You understand? Your children have been in the bullseye for quite some time now. And now is the time the enemy is pulling the plug on evil and downloading it into their souls. Time to fast and pray like never before for your offspring. These are my seeds of virtue. They have been earmarked from the mother's wombs, and he has never once relented against them. Place your desires on the shelf and cover your children with the blanket of the blood of my son, Jesus. Do not give up on them. Do not walk in fear, and do not walk out of love with your children. You have to realize that you may be the only one that's praying and interceding for them. And if you get into a situation where you're frustrated, you're angry, you're ticked off at them, who's going to cover them? Your children as a whole are under the strongest attack of the evil one that is possible. His vile, evil plan is to destroy them totally and completely. There is no remorse in the darkness, only every vile, evil deed possible. We don't think about that because we're looking for good things to happen and we're naive. The enemy's not really going to go after me. He's not going to hurt me. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he looks good and he looks like he wants them to succeed. But we have to have the mindset that he's trying to completely destroy our future. He's trying to destroy our seed in the children. And we cannot be lazy about this at all. Your children have been in the bullseye for quite some time now, and now is the time the enemy is pulling the plug on evil and downloading it into their very souls. God repeated this for a reason. He's trying to get it into our spirits so that we can fight. Time to fast and pray like never before for your offspring. These are my seeds of virtue, and I have a definite plan for each one of them. They have been earmarked from the mother's wombs, and he has never once relented. Place your desires on the shelf and cover your children with the blanket of blood of my son, Jesus. Do not give up on them. Do not walk in fear, and do not walk out of love with your children. The mastermind of the dark side is brutal and conniving. The mastermind of the dark side is brutal and conniving. Some of your children cannot free themselves. Others are trying, but they leave their guards down, and the door to darkness is open for the deceiver to come in and unload his garbage into their minds. Others you shall save with fire. You got to get this in our spirit. Let's read that again. The mastermind of the dark side is brutal and conniving. Some of your children cannot free themselves. Others are trying, but they leave their guards down, and the door to darkness is open for the deceiver to come in and unload his garbage into their minds. Others you shall save with fire. 1 Corinthians 3:12 to 15. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames. The verse is interpreted to mean that if a child of God sins, God will chastise him, and he may suffer loss, but he will still retain his salvation, even though he might have to pass through the fire of discipline. But if it is destroyed by the fire, we will lose everything. Yet we ourselves will be saved, like someone escaping from flames. What does the Bible say about saving with fear? Jude, verse 23. Save others, snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. The things that the enemy has done to our children has caused them to not see that there's a clear line that they can't cross. The compromise level that they walk in is opening doors for the enemy to be able to take them out. And we have to teach them standards. We have to teach them that there is a fence, that if you go over that fence, you're going to get yourself in trouble. And at times, we have to be the ones that say, get back on the other side of that fence. Get away from the fence. Stop teeter-tottering on the fence because you're headed for destruction. And this is not a fun place to be. This is not something that, you know, you look forward to in your life as a parent, in your life as somebody who's being a leader. You don't want to have to keep telling people over and over and over again, hey, you're in trouble. Why can't you see that you're about to fall off this cliff? You don't want to have to do that, but that's a part of the job. That's a part of your job as a parent. That's a part of your job as a leader. Hey, dummy, you're about to mess yourself up real good. You're about to put yourself in a situation where you cannot come back from. And many people don't think about that. I can keep doing this and everything's going to be okay. No, it won't. Sometimes you lose your life when you do dumb things. Sometimes you come out missing a limb when you do dumb things. What about what's going on in the spirit realm? You miss your gifting. You miss your calling. It takes you another 3 years to do what God wants you to do because you decided you were going to step over the fence. You decided you weren't going to listen to the person who told you, hey, you're on the wrong side of the fence. You need to jump back over. Very important times that we live in. Children, this darkness is beyond the stretch of your imagination. But when I say I am in control, I am in control. You do your part, and we shall see total freedom on all sides. This generation of lambs was led to the slaughter before they had a chance to try their wings. They were born into a generation of dark individuals, a generation of drugs, alcohol, every addiction and perversion imaginable. Some never heard of my son Jesus. Others heard of me, but watched every sin imaginable being played out in my so-called houses of worship. What did you expect out of this new flock of lambs? Let's read that again. A generation of drugs, alcohol, every addiction, and perversion imaginable. Some never heard of my son Jesus. Others heard of me but watched every sin imaginable being played out in my so-called houses of worship. What did you expect out of this new flock of lambs? I have been calling you to let the world see Jesus through you. You were not planted in darkness. You allowed yourself to be dragged into the pits of perversion. Why? Because that is what was played out before your eyes. But now, I am wooing even the prodigals back to their first love, Jesus. I am working on the young hearts and wooing them into the love of Christ. From this vantage point, they will see the truth and take that truth back out into the regions of darkness and free up the lost souls. Then you shall see the harvest brought in. Once these millennials get a grasp on what the darkness is all about, they in turn will work with all their energy to destroy this vile, evil, dark side, and will be happy to free others who are bound. They will hear the Father's voice, and they will obey it. Let's read that again. Once these millennials get a grasp on what the darkness is all about, they in turn will work with all their energy to destroy this vile, evil, dark side, and will be happy to free others who are bound. They will hear the Father's voice, and they will obey it. You want to know if you're free from that darkness? You want to know if you've let down your life for God? What are you doing to help get other people free? What have you committed yourself to do to bring people out of darkness? For those who do not like darkness anymore, it becomes your passion. It becomes your life's quest to get other people out. You've been attacked by a Jezebel spirit. That's your goal. I'm going to go under the anointing and I'm going to attack Jezebel spirits. I'm going to set other people free from gluttony. I'm going to set other people free from drugs. I'm going to set other people free from sexual perversions and addictions because I know what it was like to be in it. I know the bondage and the hell that I went through. And I'm not going to let anyone else continue to go through that. Those people who have been through those things and are really out of it, they're committed wholeheartedly to destroy the enemy's camp. This is how you know where you're supposed to be at. Can you lackadaisically sit by and watch someone go straight to hell without being feeling about it at all? Okay, just let them go. It's real. It's real. Once you've been brought out of something, you don't ever want to go back into it. You're not flirting with it. You're not thinking, well, maybe I can do it one more time. I'm done. I'm done and I'm going to bring everybody else out that I can, that wants to come out. If you want to go, follow me because I'm going. And this is the mindset that the body of Christ has to have. We can no longer play with this. We shouldn't have been playing with it in the first place. But the mindset, it should be, I'm going to set other people free. And whatever that looks like, it could be counseling. It could be you doing a discipleship program. It could be you doing a YouTube program, a podcast, whatever God puts on your heart to do to help other people get free and stay free is what you need to be committed to doing in this hour. This is how real this is, because your life has an impact, has an influence. And the things that you do affect other people, and they can see it, and they can grow by it. Our children are under attack. There is a special place for these young sheep in my kingdom of light. They will not be pretenders or slackers. They will be workers for the kingdom of light. They will be happy to hear my still small voice of instruction. You can't imagine it, but I've had these chosen ones on the backside of the desert in training for such a time as this. All the trials and tribulations that they have been going through were tests to strengthen them so they can endure the battle that awaits them. The street life was to give them wisdom and understanding so they could help others who are going through the same trials. The street fights were to train them in hand-to-hand combat and win. What type of fighting have you been into? What did you learn from that? What did you glean from that that you can apply in the spiritual realm right now to help other people? It's not just about you being free and saying, oh, I'm free. It's about you going out and getting the other people that are in the same bondage and the same trouble and helping them get free. Every one of us have been hit in different areas, and we have different spheres of influence. And that's for a reason. That's for a purpose. I'm not going to reach the people that Viana will reach. I'm not going to reach the people that Robert will reach. I'm not going to reach the people that Wendy will reach. But all of you, everyone, has a special set of people that God wants you to be prepared for, to minister to bring them out of the darkness that they're in. And you have a responsibility. I know this is a heavy message for Christmas Eve, and it's not rah, 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 but this is where God is at right now. And you need to be ready for that. He gave his son for us. Paid the price. This is what it costs. If not, There's the world. You can go out back into the world and do your thing. You should be happy and joyous to serve the Lord. You should be excited about giving for him to be able to rescue a soul, because this is what he did. Laid down his life for other people. He laid down his life for you. Even when you weren't even thinking about him, he laid his life down for you. The days of rejection and loneliness were to teach them compassion for the down and outer. The days of feeling no love and then understanding the agape love of the Father and being freed from hopelessness was training on how to help others going through the same situations. Everything you go through is to help the less fortunate. You were never meant to heap it up to yourself or trample it underfoot. The days of the giants of peace arising throughout the earth are upon you. The millennials have started to arise. You will see auditoriums filled with youth that are selling out to the word and the love of the Father. You will begin to see fathers take their rightful places in their homes and then in the houses of worship. That's significant. That's prophetic. What did God say about the days of Elijah? The hearts of the fathers will turn to the children and the hearts of the children will turn to the fathers. So this fathering thing is not going to go anywhere. It's only going to get stronger. This desire to see your children prosper spiritually is going to increase because it's prophetic. It's what God wants to happen. We need to get excited about this level of prophetic versus getting a word about how God's going to give you a house or a car. This is the prophetic, that you're going to have sons and daughters that you're going to be raising up. You're going to be instructed in ways of righteousness and holiness, and they're going to hear it, and they're going to grow. And they're going to make it into heaven for all of eternity to do what God has called them forth to do. This is revival. This is what God wants us to do. This is what God wants us to have. This will bring in the greatest end time harvest the church has ever seen. Then this will bring the second coming of my son, Jesus of Nazareth. All the end time events are being lined up. This is my timing for all things to come to pass that is written in my word. Watch and pray over your children. Do not give the enemy a doorway to steal your seed. Always remember these young ones belong to me. If one day you will be judged on how you raise them. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it, is a well-known proverb from the Bible. It is often interpreted as a call to parents to raise their children in a way that will help them develop good habits and values that will stay with them throughout their lives. However, it is important to note that this proverb is not a guarantee that children will always follow the path that their parents set before them. Instead, it is a reminder that parents have a responsibility to teach their children right from wrong and to help them develop the skills and values they need to succeed in life. It's your job as a parent to prepare your children to live beyond you. When you die, what are they going to do? How are they going to function? And this is something that we don't like to talk about, but it's the truth. What are they going to do? How are they going to be able to survive and carry on the legacy of your family? Carry on the legacy of the spirit if you're not teaching them and telling them what to do? If you're not telling them the fence is there and you need to get back over top of it, how are they going to learn themselves that they need to be looking for the fence if you don't tell them? Big shoes to fill, but we're able to do it. We're able to do it because God has given us that parenting model. He is our Father himself. He tells us when there's fences that we don't need to go over. He tells us there's a line that you don't need to cross. I think it was so interesting. We had a brother get a word this past Wednesday night, and God said, we're not going to have this discussion again. You know, he was laying out a line, a clear line, a clear fence. Don't cross this line again. All beautiful, all came out in the prophetic word. And he was happy to get that word. He didn't fight against it. He didn't reject it. He was happy. One of the best things that you can get is an understanding that your Father loves you by the discipline that you receive from him. Because if they don't love you, they're not going to say anything to you. They're going to let you do what you want to do. They're going to let you cross those fences. And then you're going to come back years later. Well, how come you didn't stop me? How come you didn't tell me not to do what was right? This is important. What does God do to you when you mess up? Then these are the things that you need to be doing for the people that you are influencing over in their lives. It's love. It's love that he does that. It's love that he tells you this is something that you shouldn't be doing. If you choose to go beyond that, that's your fault. But you will never be able to say that God didn't tell you. You'll never be able to say that. Because somehow, some way, whether he sent a person, he sent a bird, he sent something in a TV program, he sent something in a song to tell you to stop doing it. If you ignored all of those things, it's not God's fault. It's not God's fault. Our job is to realize from what God is saying in this prophetic word that he gave Pastor Barber, that our children are under attack. And we need to do everything in our due diligence to make sure that we're protecting them. Then we're free and clear. Not that we want to be free and clear, but you don't want to stand before God and he say, hey, how come you didn't protect your daughter? How come you didn't protect your son? How come you didn't protect that person that I put you in leadership over by telling them that they were doing wrong? You don't want to be in, you don't want their blood on your hands. And this is what this amounts to. Your blood being, their blood being on your hands. Ephesians 6:4, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I have a hard time with this scripture because I do not see men bringing up their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Instead of children being raised and loved, they are abused and exploited. The Bible contains several verses that provide guidance on how a mother should raise their children. Here are some examples. Psalm 127:3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. Isaiah 66:13. As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. What is the children's responsibility? Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land and the Lord your God is giving you. God told us at the beginning, when I say I am in control, I am in control. You do your part, and we shall see total freedom on all sides. There is a part that we have to play in being leaders and being parents, and it's an important role in this hour. Knowledge is power, and when you understand what's going on, now that you know, because of this prophetic word that our children are under attack, you got a responsibility. You need to step up. You need to step up. So the first altar call is going to be for those who are in a leadership or a parenting role. The Lord wants to anoint you to be that parent, that leader that he's calling you forth to be, so that you can hear his voice, get his instruction on how to minister to the people that God has you ministering to.